You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
You turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size
like
and everything else. They just were realistic.
And they're
be
frozen like a tremendous manufacturer.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
What you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Where the party gonna have? Out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Huckleberry. So, Bill, how are you, young man?
I am doing great, Tom. Doing great.
Well, I got to tell you guys something. You know, I've been all over the map, as you know, Marco. I've been from Lake Tahoe, which is northern Nevada, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, to southern Nevada, which is Las Vegas, to Los Angeles, Hollywood area, to Northern California, and I'm a little weary. I'm a little tired. But you know what? When you get tired, you just take a second breath and you get rejuvenated. Especially at my age, and I'll tell you what, I'm feeling pretty damn good right now. I'm seeing that we're getting a weather change, ladies and gentlemen. You see the pattern that's going around the country? All of a sudden, down in Los Angeles, it had hit 113, the highest, hottest temperature this time that they've ever had in their history. This is just going to be one record, ladies and gentlemen. It's stuff that's going to happen all over this continent. The iceberg, trust me, there's going to be a lot more going on. I've been talking about it. This is supposedly fall, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, we all get a thing called Indian summer, where we'll get 2 or 3 days of hot weather. Watch what's coming down the pike. I got some calls today from Minnesota, good friends, Dave Joust. He's been on a couple of expeditions with us, and I'll tell you what, he's a good old boy. He's telling me what's going on, and these things are on the move, ladies and gentlemen. Remember what I told you about the migrational patterns. That's the north. It's up there by Canada. Okay? And they're starting to move. And which way are they going? They're migrating south. Remember that. Okay? You're going to be hearing me talk a lot more on this, ladies and gentlemen. But before I get out flapping my gums, I want to get to a real serious situation. You guys heard me talk about Chuck Creel, my other son. Son from another mother. Greg Worthington, his partner, his research partner. Well, Greg's good friend and buddy and research partner was called and went over to the other side. The guy in the sky asked him to come home. He's gone up to paradise, ladies and gentlemen. 27 years young, died of cancer on the 22nd of September. The Bigfoot hunt that was going to happen, he was going to be out there with Chuck and Greg on the 25th to the 27th, just last weekend, was postponed because of this sudden death. Up till his last dying breath, he wanted to be out there with the boys on that search. This was Greg Worthington's best friend, ladies and gentlemen. We sent out our condolences to Greg and Johnny's family, and watch over us, Johnny, up there now where you're up there in paradise. Keep us all safe now during the hunts that you get to come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't normally get melancholy when it comes to this, but this is one of our brethren. The big guy in the sky is called. Sometimes they say that the good are called at a young age, and us rotten ones are still here. We're here to do a job, and that's what we're going to continue to do. Well wishes go out to Tim Walter's mama, Jan Allen and his wife, Alex Hearn's mama, Steve Dismore, and of course, AC out there in Arizona. You guys get better. Get on the mend because we're getting motivated, okay? We're ready to make it all happen, people. We're going to be on that move, me and my boys, and we're going to be doing it real quick. Let's do some shout-outs. Is that okay with you, Marco?
That's just fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say hello to Hazel out there in Washington. She's on the reservation. Hazel, I heard those vocalizations. They are off the chain. It hasn't been since the 70s that I've picked up that, but the Sierra sounds. I'm going to hold you, I'd like to know where it's happening, so I want to get out there. Casey Hargraves out there in San Carlos, California. You're the bomb, girl. Thanks for your help. Cindy Owens, Lakewood Village. Thanks for what you've done for all of us, especially for the one that was called to paradise. Thank you, Cindy. I'd appreciate one of those photos for our archives. John Marcosia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for all those duplications, John. It meant a million to us. Miguel Rankin, Walnut Creek. Make it happen, buddy. Erwin Ghana, Las Vegas. Set it in there like a tick, my friend. Don't get out. Make it happen, too. You know what I'm talking about. Patty and Lou in San Jose. Thanks for your support, kids. Chuck Creel, Alabama. I know what you're going to, son. But you know what? Just get her done. Lisa Grubin, Texas. This is a very, very special girl out there. She talked to me after the show via the email, via the phone, about our conversation last week. Get a hold of me after the show tonight, Lisa. I'd like to know what's transpired and let me know if that talcum powder worked. Stephen Cothran, my brother from another mother, my guardian in Northern California. You the man, brother. 7'5", 7'6", whatever he is. It doesn't get any better than him, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy Blevins out in Ohio. Keep up that good work, Leroy. Chris Allen, Virginia. What's going on, son, and how's your son doing? You guys have any more episodes with our friends? Evan Padone, Illinois. You've heard me talk about him. He's the writer of that book, ladies and gentlemen, Expedition Everest. Apparently, Universal is talking to him about doing a movie. Proud of you. Glad to be of some help to you also. Robert Fair, Oklahoma. I emailed you back, Bobby. I need that contact info, so call me. Michael Wright, NASA. Thanks for all your help, Mr. Wright. And keep all those great things coming. Larry Surface. I heard the whoops, Larry. Pretty incredible stuff. Send me more. I heard that you've got more stuff. Send me those whoops. We call about talk about my girls, ladies and gentlemen, every week. Every week I talk about them. Becky up in Washington, Bo down there in Alabama, Frankie in Mississippi, Susan in Minnesota, Connie in Canada, JSB in Cali, and the one that I'll always cherish. It's Miss Calabash, wherever you are, darling. Kudos and salutations to all of these beautiful extended friends on our shout-outs. Well, Marco, my fine friend, I say it every week, and I'm going to continue to say it. I don't know where you come up with all these fine guests, but they just keep multiplying. They're like rabbits. And I gather how you do this stuff is through all of our medias that you've opened up around the world. Because I keep seeing this new stuff coming through, and it just boggles my mind. You know, I talked about it in the past when we started 4 years ago. And, oh, by the way, all you people cackling all about, well, what's happening with searching for Bigfoot's website? Nothing new. Well, Marco Bill is the engineer who does all that. He's the webmaster, ladies and gentlemen. Don't walk down my tree. It ain't going to do you any good. Get on his ass and make it happen. Let me tell you what's happened, okay? He's had some illness, too, and you know what's happened to him, and now his family's got bestowed upon this crap that crud that's going around. So he hasn't been doing too well, but he's promised me by Saturday he's going to change our front page because there's so much stuff to put on. Just hasn't had the time, so please forgive him. If you want to yell, yell at me.
I think get yell out. At me. I like to get yelled at. Work a little harder.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something, Marco. There was one person that said to me, you know, Tom, you know, I did start yelling at Marco that one time. He had me on the phone, and the next time I looked, it was 2.5 hours later. I said, don't feel pregnant, son. Last time I asked him what time it was, he built me a watch. Listen, let's get out. We got a whole lot of show out here, so let's get out to our first guest. Ladies and gentlemen, you all heard us talk about him. William Barnes, he's the co-founder of the Falcon Project. Remember that? Guy's got the remote-controlled airship that's going to videograph Bigfoot. This guy's a pretty sharp dude. He's back to give us an update of what's going on. Kelly, you out there from California?
Yep, I'm out here. Tom and William, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks so much for asking. Now, listen, what's going on? I've been hearing there's a little scuttlebutt going around.
Yeah, a little bit. We're trying to get things done and ready for the airship to be up in the air, so we're going to do as much as possible financially as we can in the meantime to get part of it off the ground.
When is the maiden voyage?
As soon as possible. It'd be nice. Probably early spring.
Oh, so you backdated it some, huh?
Oh, yeah. Financials cost a lot of money.
No, hey, listen, nobody knows more about that than I. You know, when I first started in this industry, everybody said, oh, well, Biscardi's only in this industry because he wants to make money. He, you know, I'm supposed to go out there and look for Bigfoot and employ a bunch of people, and we're all supposed to work for nothing. Have you ever heard of such a thing, William?
Oh, yeah. We're all starting out as volunteers only in the beginning and see how it works out, and we're going to stay that way as long as possible. And this way we save a lot of money to get the job done because we think the project will work. In fact, we're almost 100% positive our project will work once we get it going, and people will probably be amazed what we find at night, too.
You know, that's great, but you really didn't answer my question. And my question or statement to you is this. Is it possible that you can build this airship and have all those bells and whistles without money?
Take a hair longer, but yeah, I'm going to start paying out myself starting next week.
Okay, you just answered my question. That's a double entendre. What I'm telling you is this. You said you're going to pay it out yourself. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, out of my own pocket.
That's the whole point. So I'm saying to you this. You can't really get that dream fulfilled unless there's money somewhere. That's the bottom line is what I'm saying.
Well, you have to put effort into anything, so you can't wait for somebody to hand you something. So we're going to do as much as possible until then. So, you know, we're working on this daily, and we're getting a good response from all over the world, matter of fact. So, you know, once, you know, I'm not giving up on it, believe me. This is going to go one way or another, so.
I understand. This problem, you know, the solution hasn't come down to your door, nor has it come mine. So one more time, so I'm straight with this thing, okay? So in other words, you'll come up with the money one way or another to make this thing come to fruition. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that's all I was waiting. I wanted it to come from your mouth, William, not mine. Because we can wish and hope and pray, but never, unless we've got the money to build and make it happen, it'll never happen. Just like with me, okay?
Well, if you have no effort, you don't get nothing most of the time.
Well, effort starts the ball rolling, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's
so
right.
What stage are you at now, William? Talk to me.
Well, right now I'm going to pick up an RV and remodel the whole inside. It's already been stripped out. Hopefully it's a nice one when I get there. Start putting all our stuff we need in equipment, computer equipment, monitors, and control boards. Just get it ready.
That's great. How's the weather going for your area, buddy?
Warm. Yeah, I'm in the mountains too. In fact, I had a guy come to the house the other day. Gave me a bunch of photos. He slept down in the side of the canyon where I had my encounter years ago. And this happened in June, matter of fact, mile from where I live right now. And he said something terrorized him for hours. So the next morning, he went out and took a bunch of pictures and came up with two good prints. Totally amazed me when I looked at him.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me tell you the reason why, William. I've been getting more phone calls and more emails from around the country right now about all these vocalizations that these people are recording. You know, you've got to understand something. From 40 years ago compared to now, nobody has the technology as they do now, okay?
That's right.
And these people now are getting very astute and acclimated to what to do because of people like yourself and myself. These are vast area that this radio station covers all around the globe. Well, I got to tell you something. I mentioned it at the top of the hour about some of the shout-outs of the people who sent me these recordings. And I've got to tell you, these recordings sounded so much like the Sierra sounds back in the 70s. Just the very sounds back in the 70s and Sierra. They're still happening, okay? So I'll tell you what, myself and your dream, hopefully it will come true. Hopefully it will come true. You've got the time and determination that I have and so many of the rest of our brethren in this industry. But you know what? And things are going to happen, and I'm going to keep praying for you, and if there's anything I can do down the line like I told you, I'm there to support you, my friend.
Appreciate that very much.
Push your *6 button. Mute yourself out. We got a whole lot of show. Thank you for sharing a part of your Wednesday night with us, son.
Oh, yeah. Put my website, Bigfoot24.7.
No. Bigfoot24.7, right?
-7.
Okay, -7. Bigfoot24-7.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, go see what he's got going.
And it's got this on it's on Bigfoot Live, on www.bigfootlive.com, the link. If you look on the left side under the logo, there's his link to his webpage on there.
And thank you very much. Talk to you guys later. You guys have a good night.
Good night, Nelson.
Take care.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, William Barnes, Northern California, founder of the Falcon Project. You've heard him here on the show before. let's hope that maybe his dream can come true. So if there's any of you people out there that can help William Barnes, money, equipment, contact him. We've got his logo on our BigfootLiveRadioShow.com website. Help him out if you can, will you? He seems to be a pretty good old boy. Without any further ado, I'm going to go out to
Tom, I'd like to make a special announcement right now. I just got a call from Steve Dismore's wife, and she had to bring him to the hospital about an hour or so ago. So he's in the hospital. And as you know, he had that operation on his back. He's been having some really bad problems with that, and it's flared up again today. He was looking forward to being on the show tonight. He wanted to be on, but that's what's happened. So Steve will cancel for tonight, and I'll find out tomorrow what his status is in the hospital.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Marco. And all of our brethren out there will pray for him, and we hope that he, this too will just pass. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get out there to, Marco has Arizona, but, you know, where he's out in New Mexico last night.
Four corners.
Yeah, the four corners. Well, you haven't been sipping any of the juice of the grape, have you, tonight?
Yeah, my fingers don't know where the M is.
I understand. Anyhow, without any further ado, let's go see my other son out there, the four corners out there in New Mexico, J.C. Johnson. How are you, son? Is he supposed to press a button, Marco?
No, he's not muted out. He was on the air. Maybe we lost him.
Did we lose you?
Rather than waste time, let's go to Tim. Tim is online and from Illinois. And Tim, could you hit your star 7 button?
Hello?
Yes, Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, buddy. Listen, a few weeks ago, you and your wife were out there in the area, and you had some more exciting things happen to you, I understand. Is that true?
Yeah, that happened last week. We went out there and found what looks to be, it was an older track, but you could see where the heel was and the toes. But the four-wheelers are pretty well have the bank all tore up, so I've done best I could on the video. We tried to uncover it, but, you know, they pretty well tore it up. But, Tom, over a month ago, I had a sighting that I had never seen in all the years I've done it. And I'll tell you, it was something. I thought I heard footsteps. And I knew my buddy was out there. We was squirrel hunting. And so I didn't think anything of it. Well, he come from another direction and told me he had found some more nut trees across the creek. Well, we crossed over it and went over there and checked them out and everything. And there wasn't a squirrel running. So we come back across the creek. And when we did, when we got across that creek, we heard 3 to 4 whacks on that tree. We turned, and as we turned, we could see this tree wiggling back and forth. And then it just fell over. Well, my buddy knelt down, and he looked up at me, and he said, "Tim, I would suggest you look at this." Well, it was far enough back, Tom, that what we seen was very tall, dark, and had wide, broad shoulders. We could not make out no facial images or nothing like that. And I'm not saying it was a Bigfoot. I'm not saying it wasn't. But in Illinois, we do not have bears that I know of. I've hunted a long time. And this was very tall with wide, broad shoulders. Then last week, we go out, me and my wife, and I thought I'd do a little squirrel hunting, and she could do a little filming. We found the footprint. We videotaped it. It's not a very good shot of it, but if you'd see it in person, you know what I was talking about. And in that one video, there is something. I don't know what it is. I don't have the program on my computer to bring it in. But there's something that stands up behind that tree, in between the trees, and it looks over. My wife's seen it on the video. I seen it on the video, and I would like everybody else to look at it. I don't care if they're critics or what, but I would like the information on it. And, you know, it's just something that around here we've never really experienced, if you know what I mean. And it's very, very kind of tricky in my words. But
Tim, let's digress here for a second. You know, I'm seeing this. Now, do we have a copy of this video on our website?
It should be.
There's a link up there, Tom, for four videos that he's got posted on YouTube.
Okay,
it's right underneath his listing on the as a guest on www.bigfootlive.com.
All right, so our listeners right out there now listening to this, Marco, walk them through it. Tell them where to go. And let's see if they can click on, and maybe they can call us up and tell us what they see.
Okay. I know
the link is posted on YouTube. It's right below the listing, the guest list for tonight, on www.bigfootlive.com. And it's a link. It'll show four videos on YouTube. One video will be of the area that they were in prior to that, a month ago, right, Tim?
Yeah.
The next video, go ahead. You can explain. You know all four videos. Go ahead, explain.
Okay, there's some that the woods that we sighted it in. There's a whistle that I forgot to tell you about, Tom, that somebody told me it sounded like mourning dove. I've heard doves. I've shot doves. You know, I'm an avid hunter. And they don't whistle. This sounded like it whistled. But you can listen to it. And then the video that is on my YouTube shows something raising up, and you really got to look close to it. So,
what part of Illinois are you from, Tim?
I'm in southeastern Illinois.
You know where Funk's Grove is?
Pardon?
You know where Funk's Grove, Illinois is?
Funk's Grove. Is that
where Normal, Illinois is?
Yeah, I believe I do.
You know where Bloomington is?
Yes.
How far are you from there?
I'm down in, did you know where Mount Carmel, Illinois is?
I do.
That's where I'm at.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. There's a lot of stuff going on around Funk's Grove and Bloomington right now.
Uh-huh.
I got to be very careful on me disclosing any hot spots right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we're going to be heading out here pretty soon, and we're going to be on the road for a very long time. And, you know, it's just not as easy as people think it is that you can just get hot spots overnight.
Yeah.
Working with seven people across the country very closely lately. What we need to do here is be sending off, we're going to be filming and stuff, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Now, you need, Marco, do me a favor and circle the thing, that object he's talking about, and I'll have our experts take a look at this and on the film, if you would.
I will.
Do send it over to me.
Sure.
Two. Tim, please keep your ears and eyes focused on that area of what's going on, whether or not these are migrational creatures or whether or not they picked up habitation to stay there, because, you know, is it a rural area?
Yes, it is. It's very rural.
Do they have a lot? How's the waterways in that area?
Well, right now, part of the creek is dried up due to the drought. We're having a very bad drought up here, but there is water. The creek goes pretty long through Illinois. And they are pretty well, you know, the creek is pretty well long through. So I believe it might go on down toward Shawnee.
Uh-oh, that's the name you called. I'm very aware of Shawnee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, listen, do me a favor and keep close to this, first of all. Second of all, keep me aware of what's going on, because a lot of stuff's going to be happening between now and December. Trust me when I tell you this.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Bigfoot hunters out there that when it rains, snows, and sleets, they retreat to their homes and caverns, and they watch have the world turns, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We love to tackle all the elements of the weather, what's going on, because that's the best time. And there's not very many Bigfoot hunters go out there during that type of situation. And we've been out there in the snow, the sleet, the tornadoes, and hurricanes, and anything that I don't think we've been in. But you know what? We're out there to do the job and get it done, just like you and everyone else. So I'd appreciate it if you keep your ears really tuned and your eyes close to the ground and the trees, okay?
Oh, I promise you, I'm keeping my eyes very wide open when I'm out there now.
Good. And do me a favor, let us know what's going on, and thank you for sharing a little bit of your story and taking some time from your family to share it with my listeners.
Well, thank you, Tom, for listening to me.
God bless you, my brother. Just mute yourself out. We got a whole lot more of show.
Star Six, right?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
God bless. Hey, Marco, maybe can you go out and go to commercial and earn us some money?
I sure will. And when we come back, let me check one thing here first. JC, you're on, correct?
Check 1-2.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You're right there.
Okay.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all the facts about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
In turn, I was by my gator. This is something like that. I think maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day, we'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is shy like
everything else. They just were too realistic
to
be frozen like a tremendous man.
The hand
was
to the woods.
Female.
What creature lives? Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And Thomas, back to you.
Thanks, Marco. And, you know, those of you, Bill Green in particular, down there in Connecticut, have been asking about when is Bigfoot Lives 2 coming out. Well, I got to tell you, it's coming out. I'm meeting with people next week. And he says to me, Tom, can you tell us about what's it going to consist of? Let me just give you a little brief scene overview. On scene one, I can't tell you that one. Scene two, I can't tell you that one. Scene three, I can't tell you that one. Scene four, I can't tell you that one. Holy Jesus. Well, where can I tell you anything? I can't tell you anything at all on this. All I'm going to tell you is I'm sworn to secrecy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not supposed to talk about it, or else I get fined, and I can lose a lot of money here. But let me just give you a little quick overview as I see it and remember it. Those of you who've seen Bigfoot Lives, you know how it ends up. Our good brethren, Mike Sells, who's up in paradise right now, he's been called. He gets knocked down by one of the creatures. those of you who haven't seen Bigfoot Lives, you need to get it. It's not deja vu, but you think what you know the content of this movie, you don't. Bigfoot Lives is being held as the most authoritative Bigfoot documentary in the world. So those of you who've seen it know what I'm going to talk about. Those of you who haven't, go out and get the damn thing. If you want to know where you get it, you go to our website. Go to our store on searchingforbigfoot.com. Go to amazon.com. Go to all that other damn joints. But the key to it is you need to see what we're talking about here, okay? You want to become a Bigfoot researcher, a Bigfoot hunter? Go see what it's all about live. You'll see it in that movie. But anyhow, we're going to pick up where we left off. And you're going to see the body, the skeleton of the creature that we found in Texas. That's somebody, some moron, an educated moron, I might also add, ladies and gentlemen, a scholared, educated moron, went out telling the world I desecrated a grave. He's supposed to show you how stupid these people are. They have no clue. They weren't there. Those of you who were with me when we uncovered that know the story. We didn't desecrate anything. We were called out there. It's like the hand of origin unknown. All right? Oh, Biscardi is doing his prank. These people, these naysayers have no clue what the hell they're talking about. Watch a movie. Know firsthand. The way we did this movie, ladies and gentlemen, was for you. You're worth it. And you know why? We just showed you as we saw it. We're telling you it as we hear it. And you be the judge. Don't listen to me. Listen to those. And every one of these stories were prominent news stories that went around the world. And this, too, we're picking up where we left off. It's that simple. We have three movies coming out, ladies and gentlemen. Bigfoot Lives 2, and Plenty of a Bigfoot Hoax, for the big theater, and then Bigfoot 3D. So we got a lot of action-packed stuff coming out for you. But you need to get to the first one to understand where it all started. It's called Bigfoot Lives. Don't listen to my rhetoric bullshit. Go to searchingforbigfoot.com, go to the store, buy it. If you won't want to go there, go to Amazon.com. Buy it. Know exactly what I'm talking about. Then you'll get in tune and get with the program. Without any further ado, let's get out there to New Mexico and see my son from another mother. You see, you hear me talk about him. He's been in a lot of the action with us. Okay? He was right there up front, close, personal. He saw the bullshit. He saw the reality. In the midst of it. How are you, son?
I tell you one thing. Bigfoot Lives is on the road, reality in your face. Real. Anybody who sees this movie, they're like, wow, this is cool. That's what we did. That's what we do. And we go out and we talk to people. We gather information, we look at the evidence, and we put things together as best we can. That's what we do. All of us. And Bigfoot Lives is a great tribute movie to that. It's a really wonderful piece of work. It is.
You know, not many people have seen it because we had to take it off because of my contractual agreements about the anatomy of Bigfoot Hoax. And I know you saw it. What did you think of it?
Yeah, Leonard Dan brought me a copy. Well, you know, the first night when I saw it, I was full of profanities and cussing and things like that. I mean, it was a very unpleasant thing we all had to go through. All of us. Every one of us. It was a very, really unpleasant piece of work to look at. You know, and don't ever ask me to go help you butcher a pig. Please, please. No.
Here's the big question.
Oh, my goodness.
See, everything in that movie, was it the real deal? And as you people saw it, as I saw it?
Yeah. It was, you know, in the hoaxers, I remember Matthew Whitten, and I'm seeing his arm all cranked up in this cast and this pillow under his arm and stuff like that, and I'm just like, I'm going to pray for you, guy. I feel so bad for you. You're a hero. You're a decorated police member and so forth. And, you know, they played it out to the very end, and I was talking to Marco Bill last week, and Marco Bill said, you know, I was driving these guys around for hours, and they played it out to the very end. They did. They played out their hoax. And, oh, unpleasant. Very unpleasant circumstance. All of these things. I mean, it set us all back. Every one of us. Anyone involved with this has been set back quite a bit by what they did.
You know what? Remember this. The cream rises to the top, Jason. Yeah, I've always said that. Tell the truth and it will set you free.
I'll tell you what, if you remember the truth, actually, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
You don't have to remember your lies.
No.
Yeah.
If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
You're exactly right. Okay, but what I'm trying to say to you is this. Everything that the uncut version, okay, the unedited version that you saw in the Out of Here Bigfoot hoax, that's exactly how it went down.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it. And my brother Steve Cole's out there. You look good. He looks good in this. And, I mean, everything that happens in this particular video is as things happen. There's no smoke and mirrors here. This is true things. These are true things that happened.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, let's not tell too much of the story because then nobody will go out and buy the video. Tell us what's going out there by you, JC.
Crazy, goofy, nuts. Where do I start? I mean, you've seen the attack on that poor skunk and what happened to that irrigation pipe. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can see the photos from the night before and look at those. This is something very tenacious that went after this skunk. We still don't know what it is, but just the tenacity of this creature or individual involved in this is incredible. My goodness. Frightening. Very frightening. Something that could punch through Schedule 40 PVC pipe in the 8-inch variety, I probably don't want to meet up with something like that, but I still do, and they're still out there. And I'm still out there with them every day, almost every day.
Tell me what's happened, JC, with that fine gal who turned you on to all this. Has she had any more encounters?
Something happened last night. They've got a trailer next to their home, and I believe something came and rocked the trailer and scared her son quite a bit, and they went out and investigated. They didn't find much of anything. What we got out there is hard-packed roads, hard-packed soil. And even in the field where the skunk attack happened, it was alfalfa field. We had some 3 and 4 foot strides out there, but nothing we could, like, cast a punt from or anything like that. You know, that was not a possibility.
How's the hard pan there? Are you guys experiencing the drought out there, too?
No, actually, we've been blessed with moisture about an inch above where we're supposed to be right now.
Well, that's good. That's good. Are you experiencing like the rest of the country's experience? And I know exactly where you're at, as we've been there many times. You know these things are back on the move. Has there been any activity?
Besides tons. Daily. 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 I get calls. Daily on activity. And I think, you know, you and I talked about creatures that are at peace with their surroundings. Perhaps these particular creatures are at peace with their surroundings because they're not going anywhere. They're still here. And what's up on the mountains, they're not going anywhere. They're still here. We've got populations on the mountains. We've got populations down here that are holding fast and staying true to a terrain. And this year, above all other things, we've got the babies, the youngsters, the young ones that we've got. I've got at least 20 youngsters on the river this year. 20 youngsters that we can verify. 20 youngsters. Different sizes, shapes. We've got a video up on YouTube on the Crypto Four Corners channel. Just one video dealing with a youngster that someone saw. But instead of putting food on these game cams, we've got toys. We've got stuffed animals on these game cams instead of food. We've got babies, babies, babies everywhere. And I was talking to Chief Leonard Mann yesterday, and he was up on the Luka Chukais talking with some of our friends up there, and they're talking about babies also. And they're also talking about some very large adult males chucking rocks past their heads as big as a football. And they're up there bow hunting and doing different things. But, you know, it's really incredible, the activity out here this year is just nuts.
Now, let me ask you something. Let me see if I'm getting this straight. So on these trail cameras that you're setting out there to get pictures taken by if something walks by, you're instead of leaving food or peanut butter or sardines, you're leaving babies' toys?
Yes, I am. Toys.
Any luck?
I'll find out tomorrow. Jonathan Lee, the G-Man, your G-Man, Jonathan Lee, is coming by tomorrow. And we're going to run out there and pick up one of these game cams that has a particular toy tied to it, and we're going to look at it.
By the way, would you, when you see G-Man, would you tell him I send my regards and respects?
I do, and I talked to him earlier last week, and he's not online very much, and he's not in touch very much with what's going online, but I do send your love to him. And he knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, this guy has a special place in my heart. You've heard me talk about him in the past. I'll never forget it when we came out of the Lukashuk guys in the mountains up there. And my gosh, if you want to see some terrain, get up there and see what it's like. And it'll change overnight. It'll go from sunny and beautiful to snow overnight. It'll drop down to 30 degrees when you wake up. This guy, we had come back, and we were all going back to Farmington, and his car broke down, his rig broke down, and I would not leave him. Do you remember that?
I do. You know, and forever etched in my mind will be Tom Viscardi sitting on a guardrail in front of this repair shop.
That's right.
Not leaving anybody behind. That will be forever etched in my mind. Ever.
You remember, just like yesterday. Good for you, son. I'm so proud. You know, I've got to tell you something, JC. I don't know how many years we go back now, but, you know, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of the Mitch Waits and the Alex Hearns and the Chuck Creels and the Greg Worthingtons and the people who've really taken the baton, picked it up, and have taken it to the next level. You don't know what you've done for me. You don't know what you've done for the people in the world of Bigfoot and Sasquatch, okay? And you've taken it on a different level of forget about the bullshit, the naysayers, and the nonsense. You took it in a positive way, as we do. That's the difference.
I'll tell you this, Tom, we've had to work harder, all of us, you included. We've had to work harder, harder. And you know what? The drive, the ambition to work harder has been there. And we're working harder now, all of us, to see this through to fruition. And there is redemption at one point, and that is coming. That is coming. We have redemption. And you're a part of this, Tom. You're a part of this. And if I'm a part of anything vocal or public, I'm going to include all of this and all of these things in truth, in truth, in redemption. It's coming soon.
You know, I really believe that, JC. And, you know, I've gone to forgive people in the past that has, who's tried to bring us down, the naysayers, the people who thought they were better than everybody else, and the ones that are out there in the front with their smear campaigns, and they've got nothing better to do with their time, JC. And you know this, okay? You know the true people that are out there in the brush doing the work that we do. But you know what? I don't have time for that nonsense anymore in my life, and I'm sure you don't either, okay? The only thing we can do is just pray for these people that they can find some real down deep inside redemption and just tell the truth and go on with their lives. But you know what? Sometimes they've gone so deep that they can't.
That's unfortunate, and it really is. But in the end, when the day is done, when you lay your head on your pillow, all you have is truth. When your eyes close to this world, and this is an unholy trinity, the world, the flesh, and the devil. When you close your eyes at night, all you have is the truth.
It could not have
been. And I stand by that.
Yes, good, good. Listen, JC, I've been getting a lot of emails. Tom, when are you going to do a story on the Skinwalkers and JC out there and with Chief Leonard Dan? We're going to have to devote one complete hour just to that. It was just brought up to me yesterday again, as a matter of fact, where people were experiencing stuff like this. And, you know, it makes my skin crawl when I talk about my situation, as you know it, when I had that guy come and knock on my door. Son, I want to thank you so much for sharing and just taking a little bit of your night tonight and telling our listeners out there what you've experienced. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Say hello to the G-Man. Say hello to Chief Leonard Dan and to all the other wonderful people out there. We're going to be up to Farmington before you know it, by the way.
Look forward to it.
God bless you, my son.
God bless you, sir, and be safe.
Thanks again. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, you hear me talk about him all the time, J.C. Johnson. He's spearheaded that area. He's done one hell of a fine job. You ain't going to get a better guy. You know, you hear all these people out there saying they do this, they do that. They do nothing. You want to see the reality? Go out to Farmington sometime, and you know what? He'll invite you. If he's got a piece of bread, he'll give you half. If he's got a canteen of water, he'll give you a swig. He won't throw you out. He won't charge you for it. And if he's got a piece of floor with a that he can put another body in there so they can sleep and be protected by the weather, you've got that also. You ain't going to find a better soul than him. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let's get out there to AZ, Arizona, and talk to my other boy. We're going to talk to Alex Hearn. Alex, you out there, son?
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. On men.
You know, I got to tell you something. I saw the picture of that new ride of yours, and oh my God, have you been tooling down the road telling everybody who you are?
Yeah, it's like new again, isn't it?
Oh my God, I don't remember it looking that good. How's it driving? Is it driving okay, son?
Driving good too so far. No problem. I haven't taken it anywhere far yet, but no problems at all. So taking it downtown.
Oh, by the way, let me just say something briefly. Then we'll bring Mitch on the phone. Tomorrow, the X goes on the line, and you know what I'm talking about. Without any further ado, let's get Mitch. Wait, Mitch, you out there? Hello, Mitch.
I'm here.
Hey, buddy. Listen, you become a regular each week. You got your own fan club now. I got to tell you, I got people emailing me all the time. There's this one woman. Her name is Alice, and she's from AZ, and she says, "Is he single? I'd like to meet up with him real quick." So you're getting yourself one hell of a fan club over here, Mitch.
Well, I hate to disappoint her, but yeah, I'm married. I'm married to Susan Farnsworth. She was the author of The Mogollon Monster, Arizona's Bigfoot.
Yes, that's your wife?
Yes.
I'll be damned. How lucky can you be, pal? Lost your job, you don't need to work now. She can support you with all that money she's made.
Yeah, it's not quite enough, though, but it has
more,
its advantages.
Huh? Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Well, let's tell us what's happened in the last week we've talked.
Well, my wife will throw me out the door every now and then just to go chase the monster. She wants me to go do some more footwork. So I was up there Monday and Tuesday. We didn't have much going on overnight, but when we were up in placing the cameras, we did hear some whistling and some vocalizations. We found a few crooked prints. But, you know, that was about the gist of it for Monday and Tuesday.
You know, Mitch, I got to tell you, I've been getting a lot of these vocalizations. People have been sending me around the country. Especially now since fall has hit. You have no clue, my friend. I've been listening to some vocalizations that are just blowing me off the charts right now. Like I talked earlier tonight about the Sierra sounds that I heard back in the 70s. I mean, very similar to that. And you know, I'm talking about Washington. I'm talking about Illinois. I'm talking about Alabama. About Texas, they're sending to me all over. And oh, by the way, I forgot to tell everybody. Next week we're going to have Becky Butello on. Remember her up in Washington? She saw another creature. She called and she wrote. I haven't had a chance to really hook up with her because I've been so busy myself. But I promised her email wise that I'm going to have her on next week. And she's been having a lot of action, and she saw the creature herself one more time. So, you know, we're getting back into that area, Mitch, in the time of the year, a lot of activity between now and about the 15th of December. So what we need to do is, like I tell everybody, keep your ears close to the ground, your eyes up in the trees and forward, and make sure that we record everything. And that's the other thing, Mitch, that I'm seeing is blowing my mind. All these recordings that are coming our way. It's been incredible. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're right about everybody's increasing in their technology capability. I've been doing the same myself. I have a system now that records all night long, so I won't miss anything.
Attaboy.
You're right.
Okay. Well, listen, Mitch, I'll be seeing you real soon, okay? And let us know what goes on, okay? Thanks, Alex. I'm glad you got a new ride back, or almost new ride. Till next time, America, kudos and salutations.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints out the ballpark.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day, we'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is like
and everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a trimmed
manufactured.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
I know what creature lives. Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Jabba Bob and the Bigfoot team, for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mercy, mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together.